This Way Comes, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, and good Friday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon. Right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 p.m. Artinger here, your host, your humble host. Hey, guess what? It's Friday. The weekend's here. So we'll have a can of beer. Or 16 or so. And then we'll record the cicadas, huh? Join me. Anyway, welcome to the best of Don and Mike. It's a rainy Friday. It's kind of nice to have some rain. It's the first day I stepped outside and did not hear the dreaded cicadas. So maybe they're on their way out of town. Anyway, today on the best of Don and Mike, well, we heard this week that Mel Karmazan has stepped down and resigned from president of Viacom or Infinity or something like that. I don't even know the position the guy held. I just know that he was very important in the company. Well, there was a time many years ago when Mel bought Viacom, and that's what we're going to listen to today. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
I think Mel Karmazan is a handsome, handsome man.
Very good. Bravo. Very good. It's very nice of you to say
that. I'm seeing him on TV all the time now.
Right.
You know, what with his big takeover of Viacom and stuff. Mm,
yes.
And I think he's a very handsome man.
Very good.
I don't know if I've ever publicly said that before, but I want to say that now.
And a genius.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes.
Amen. Genius. And, you know, the greatest thing that's ever happened to our company.
Did you see his cufflinks he had on yesterday?
His CBS cufflinks.
CBS cufflinks.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Hence the nickname.
That's right.
How can one, be, one ba- man be such a triple threat?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Great businessman.
Be careful.
I know. I'm being serious.
I know
Mike.
You are. You being though that was a sneeze. You had it was
triple
a
threat.
Sneeze. Bless you, Mike.
Jesus. Let me just say that I don't have to go any further.
Yes.
Mel is a triple threat. That's all I want to say.
Absolutely. And hey, can we all simultaneously salute him? We
salute.
Way to go.
Salute. Our boss, in effect today,
right,
or yesterday, I guess it is, bought MTV.
Yeah.
And everything else. Funny how when these takeovers occur, it's supposed to be this other company taking over CBS.
And then our boss becomes the head of that corporation.
Yeah,
it's the second time. And it's mm-hmm. got, he went from our radio company to the head of the, you know, the great CBS.
And now he's the head of?
Of Viacom.
Just about everything.
So, I mean, yeah. we are forever grateful.
And what makes it so funny is that this morning I was sitting at the breakfast table with Bart with Frida, and I was holding up, give me the paper with that picture of Mel. I was holding up the paper, and I said, hey Bart. I said, you see this picture right here? Look at this man. You see this? I said, no, I really said this.
You said congratulations.
I said this. I said, this is the guy that yells at me and Uncle Mike all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you see that?
Yeah.
I said, he doesn't just yell at us on the phone.
Right.
He actually flies into town and has a meeting with us and yells at us.
Very cool. Yeah. It's very, very exciting. It's
see
very
what an important man he is?
Absolutely.
Look at him up there on the board of Viacom CBS.
Well, that's where geniuses belong.
Mm-hmm. And this is what I don't get.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Mel Karmazan, hands-on leader says he tends to be very verbal. Huh? Not in my experience.
No, just a can-do guy.
Mm-hmm. He's a relentless salesman. He showed up for the press conference wearing CBS cufflinks. Now, this I will...
He promotes the network, and I think that's a credit to him.
This I will give you, the story about our boss, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
He is informal and full of jokes. I'm just reading an article from USA Today.
That is true. That's right. You're reading it out of the paper.
Out of USA Today.
It's in the paper.
Right. I don't believe this. He can be prickly, though.
I don't understand that. You know, you can't believe everything you read.
Yeah. Oh, listen to this.
This is out of the paper in USA Today, the article that was written?
While at Infinity, he once questioned the station manager's $20 lunch tab.
I don't understand that. But, you know, they'll print anything. They'll print anything in the USA Today, mm-hmm. out of which you're reading right now.
Let me see. And he's going to, that means he'll now be running MTV, VH1.
Yeah, all the Viacom properties.
Nickelodeon.
Half of Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
Karmazan, a New Yorker who put himself through Pace University, while holding down a full-time advertising job, has a more blunt approach.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sort of quickly run through the stuff he offered. His dark eyebrows popping up and down beneath the silver hair.
They wrote that in
the paper.
Huh?
You know why this is so goofy? I mean, listen, make no bones about it. This guy's a freaking genius, and we've said it since the first day we started working here.
Absolutely.
But there is something that is mind-blowing about seeing the same guy.
Right.
That yells at us for doing jokes.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Seeing the very same guy sitting up here on the national stage.
It's pretty amazing. All over the paper today.
Yeah.
The paper out of which you were reading.
He's everywhere. Let me see. I like to operate things, to be hands-on.
It's true.
I tend to be very communicative.
That's true.
To be very verbal. And then the guy that owns Viacom says, Mel seduced us.
Woo! Now, Rob, you behave yourself. We're talking about our fearless leader.
Yeah.
First, Mel proposed...
We're reading out of the paper.
A small deal involving a few TV stations. That idea quickly grew in scope. Then he popped the big question. You know, it used to be when we first started working for this guy, what is it, nine years ago, you know, only people in the radio business knew who he was.
Right.
Now, look at this. Do you know last night Mel was the lead story on Entertainment Tonight?
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Huge merger.
Mel Karmazin, our boss.
Huge media merger.
Right.
That is wacky.
A lot more people to worry about than us now, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, he still finds plenty of time to worry about us.
I know.
Trust me.
But I hope he doesn't this time.
Trust me. And that's what everybody keeps saying. The bigger he gets and the more stuff he has to do,
yep,
the less he's going to worry about the radio stations. Well, it's been my experience.
No, he pays attention.
He's got plenty of time to worry about the radio stations.
He pays a great deal of attention.
He loves radio.
Sure
he
does.
And he is a genius, and we congratulate him. Salute.
We do.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it, man.
I mean, really. I mean, this is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Guy is a great businessman. Here's his quote. I have never been a lone ranger.
Mm-hmm.
I have always had bosses.
Hmm.
Really?
I don't understand that.
No,
I don't want to question what he said.
Either.
Of course not.
Unless he's talking about God. Because as far as I'm concerned, God's the only person with more power than Mel Karmazin.
Well, I guess he's talking about there's always somebody that's, you know, in that position.
Who? Who's a bigger boss than Mel?
I don't know. I am confused.
I don't know either.
I am not comfortable talking about this.
Just reading a story out of the newspaper about our CEO.
That's all you're doing.
With his dark eyebrows bobbing up and down beneath the silver hair.
They wrote that.
They wrote that in the paper.
You want to say it today?
Yeah, and that he had the CBS...
you know, I'm very seriously, I'm not surprised that he pulled this deal off.
No, I'm not either. No.
You should see the meetings when he flies in town to talk with us. When we're unhappy about something, when we really get pissed at Ken.
We should see how all buttery we get when we go into those meetings. If he's there at the table, I mean, we're just like, man, we've got some serious...
Yeah, do you remember the last time we had a big...
Oh,
we
man.
We were so pissed at Ken. We went to Ken and we said, you know, screw this.
Right.
We demand that we talk to the big guy. He comes to town all the time.
He tells it like it is.
The next time we're here, we demand he's here. And for 2 weeks in a row, Mike and I were talking to each other up about this.
Here's what we're going to say at this meeting, man. We are going to say...
We're not going to take this anymore.
Right. Man, this is the way we want it.
Listen, we got our meeting with Mel.
Then we walk in, we say...
Mel loves us.
What do you want? And we say, we want this and we want this. And he goes, no.
We're like, okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Nice. Safe home.
Thank you.
He does have one quote famous with us, though.
Mm.
One famous quote. Let me just give you an insight into a great man, the pillar of modern industry, Mr. Mel Karmazin, who's on the front page of USA Today. The quote I think that Mike and I probably have heard from him more than any other quote in our many meetings with him. What haven't I done for you?
That's it.
that's his answer to all of our questions.
That's right.
What haven't I done for you?
Absolutely.
And you know what?
We agree.
We always say, yeah, you're right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
That's too funny.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
And God bless you.
Like Ken, okay? Ken will never amount to anything. There's no way in the world that you'll ever see a picture like this of a couple of real titans of industry,
mm-hmm,
and you'll see Ken Stevens in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Yes.
But Mel is technically Ken's boss.
Right.
Which means that Mel yells at Ken, then Ken yells at us, and when Ken gets done yelling at us enough, then we say, stop yelling at us, we want to be yelled at by Mel.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny. It's wacky.
And when he does, we basically take it, because that's just the way it works.
It's like somebody you know who's famous.
That's pretty incredible.
I mean, he used to be famous, but Christ, now he's really famous. Look at all the things he owns. Besides us, he owns Infinity Broadcasting, VH1, King World. You know Mel just bought Oprah.
Right.
Okay. CBS Market Watch. Mel owns Blockbuster Video now. Did you know that?
I know it's all part of Viacom.
Well, that's incredible. And yet I'm looking through this whole article. I don't see our names mentioned once.
No. No, they don't mention us.
No. With all the assets of CBS, they didn't mention us.
We're a giant asset. We're a big asset. We're two of the biggest assets that this company has.
Everybody writes about Mel in this newspaper.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. This is huge. This was on all the networks. Everybody was talking about this. This is a massive, massive merger.
Wow. That's pretty funny. When you see that guy on TV... You just got to know this, everybody. That's the guy that says to me and Mike all the time, what haven't I done for you?
Absolutely. And we congratulate him.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We congratulate him.
No kidding, man.
And hey, get ready for that company to go through the roof, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, that's what happens. I mean, he gets it done.
I bet he cancels Moesha, though.
I don't know.
I bet he cancels Star Trek Voyager, too.
Oh.
I don't see anything on UPN worth keeping.
It's a troubled network.
Mel's a bottom line guy.
He's a bottom line guy, but I think the track record is when he comes into these things, you don't see the dramatic changes, but you just see the value of the company go
success.
Up. That's really what happens. It's all about that. It's all about that as I rub my fingers together.
Rugrats may join CBS Saturday morning lineup. Do you think that's from Mel?
I don't know.
CBS will get first dibs on a new series from the producers of JAG and Becker. Oh, hey, and the future of Moesha appears cloudy.
Ah, there you go.
These are the changes viewers may see in the wake of Tuesday's $36 billion.
I might have to write a letter.
$36 billion merger of CBS and Viacom.
We are but insects on the bottom of the shoe.
Yeah, we sure are.
We are but tiny little crumbs falling off the crumbs that fell off the big crumb that landed on the floor.
And yet safe in the house that Mel Karmazin built.
Buzz, not safe, Buzz.
No one is safe,
not safe
in
Buzz.
That house.
Not safe.
You have not read the booklet.
No, I mean, it's a
you
strong...
have not read the tablet.
The book of Mel.
What I meant was it's a strong, sturdy house.
Well, that comment alone, you're going to live to regret it, I am sure.
I'd like to point out for the record that was Michael Elston who made that comment.
Alias Buzz Burbank, who said that we are safe. My God, how could you have said that?
Not safe.
Man, it was a sturdy house.
Yeah,
you say that to the man with his dark eyebrows bobbing up and down beneath the silver hair.
You say that.
Safe. Is it safe?
Right there.
That's the picture. Put the picture
there.
Down.
He is.
His
there
face
he is.
On every paper in every home in America.
There he is.
There.
Three times. Three things, man.
Bingo. And we're very, I think the reason we're talking about this is because we are so overjoyed.
It's wacky that our boss is on CNBC all the time.
It is wacky and it's wonderful. It is wonderful.
It's weird.
It's a very good thing.
It's weird. The guy who went on last contract negotiation looked across the table and said, I'm not paying you that much money.
Right.
That's the same guy right here.
Yeah.
That's him, man.
There he is.
Here he is, our boss.
Fantastic.
There he is.
Bigger. This company is now bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
Huge. Hey. It's a media giant.
He's the guy that put us on Westwood One, man.
Right.
He's the guy that gave us our break.
Absolutely.
Right. He's the greatest.
He is. Congratulations.
I think about marrying him. Well, I'm reading here he's divorced. I've learned more about Mel
by reading this newspaper
in this
article.
USA Today article
right.
than I've known working for the guy for 8 years.
Mm-hmm. You just don't pay attention enough.
Really?
You don't pay attention to the hallways.
I guess not.
I'll tell you one thing. We don't see him as much as we used to, and I guess we can understand why.
No, that's true.
That is the very truth.
That's very true.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, congratulations to the CEO of CBS.
Viacom. President of Viacom now, right?
He is the man.
Mm-hmm.
He has done it.
That's right. And we are all unsafe, Buzz. We are never
safe.
Well,
that's true. I'll rethink that.
And you are more unsafe than we are.
Oh, I'm sure.
Based on that comment you just made.
You're going to have to. I think it's going to take a lot of letter writing.
It's too weird.
It is weird. It's a weird feeling.
It's like somebody that you went to high school with all of a sudden grow up and they're a movie star or
something. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Captain of industry.
Except he's a champion of industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is.
For goodness sakes.
It's very strange. It's a strange feeling. It's a strange feeling to, and you know, to see it in the paper is one thing. To see all the television coverage and the the press conference is something else.
Did you hear his one-liner when he came out?
No.
When he came out, he said, I guess this means that the MTV Video Music Awards are now as hot a ticket as U.S. Open is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The combination of Viacom and CBS.
CBS.
Right. Energy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's everything.
Right.
It'll touch many lives.
As he said that with his dark eyebrows bobbing up and down beneath the silver hair.
According to USA Today.
Beautifully written.
He is probably going to have the guy who wrote this article killed. That's just what I think. Well, he's the greatest man.
He is. Amen. We congratulate him. It's a terrific big story all across the nation.
No
all
doubt
across
about
the fruited
that.
Plain.
All hail Big Daddy Mel.
Way to go, Mel.
He keeps doing it. Okay, right. Let's get to the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Very good. That's a very nice. That's a good segue.
How can you seg out of that?
I think it is a good segue.
You know, it's not like he's not a newsmaker, man. The guy's on the front page of the newspapers. He was the lead story of Entertainment Tonight.
You just have to make the transition. You've got him over here, Jerry Lewis over here.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. The Jerry Lewis telethon this year was the lamest.
Yes. You want to take a break so we can collect ourselves?
I'm fine to continue. Jerry Lewis's dark eyebrows bobbing up and down.
Oh, boy.
Okay. You know,
oh, boy.
We should do a break. This bulletin just in, Viacom has just bought all 40 neuromuscular diseases.
There you go. Big story.
Bought them all.
Big, huge story.
Bought them all. Going to cure them by the end of the week.
What haven't I done for you? Oh, my God.
Oh, and something tells me that that's not a line that's just saved for you and me.
No.
That's one of the regulars from the arsenal.
Sure, I'm sure that Mike Wallace has heard that line.
All those old farts at CBS.
And now 60 Minutes, too.
Yes, that's right.
Remember.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. What haven't I done for you? Absolutely. Mike, put that on my tombstone.
What haven't I done for you?
Yeah, I want to change from me like sex and me so horny.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
To what haven't I done for
what
you?
What haven't I done for you? It's so cool. It's very cool to have our fearless leader at the top of the heap.
It's just too weird. Okay, Jerry Lewis telephone. Jerry Lewis, you want to get out of this goofy male mood?
Yes.
This will do it for you.
Absolutely.
Jerry Lewis fought off double vision and headaches to host his annual Labor Day telethon, singing that he's sitting on top of the world, but resting backstage must have
yeah. Get out of this mood.
Most of the time. What are you doing?
Nothing.
No, what are you doing?
I'm doing nothing.
What are you doing?
I'm doing nothing.
All right. Now you're being bad.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're being very bad.
Not. No, I'm not. I'm very composed. Bad. I'm very, very composed.
Very bad. Jerry Lewis experienced double vision and his blood pressure spiked, says a telethon spokesman. The double vision. You know who would be a great host for this telethon next year?
Who?
Mel Karmazin.
Oh, jeez.
He'd be a great host for this telethon.
Yeah, but that wasn't in the paper. Okay, you.
I'm just giving you my opinion.
I understand that.
I don't think there's anything this man can't do.
I know. He's a can-do guy.
He'd be a great host for the telethon.
He's a can-do.
Just get on TV and say, what have I done for you? Call that with your pledge.
Go for it.
What haven't I done for you?
Okay. Jay, be the most successful telethon ever. It would.
Let's break. It would. And then we'll come back. We have a whole bunch of Jerry Lewis tapes to listen to. And we'll do that right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ron and Fez Show.
I'll bash your head in with a brick.
Don't do that.
I want to be the kind of friend who's there for you.
Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Oh, God, I am in hell.
On 106.7 WJFK.
Life is full of decisions that are no-brainers. Like shopping for high-speed internet access. On one side, there's Verizon Online DSL. On the other, Comcast Cable. Verizon lets you have DSL on all the computers in your house for as low as $29.95 a month. Comcast is $42.95 a month for just one computer, and they charge extra for additional computers. Verizon comes with MSN Premium at no extra cost. Comcast doesn't. Call 1-800-PICK-DSL or sign up online at Verizon.com/PICK-DSL and get your wireless router today free with $99 rebate. Verizon Online DSL. It's a no-brainer. Verizon.
Not available in all areas. $29.95 a month with a qualifying Verizon package. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Based on Comcast 4 megabyte internet non-promotional video customer pricing in DC as of 5/20/04. Comcast monthly fee of $52.95 charged for up to 5 computers. Extra $5 monthly fee for renting Comcast router equipment. Rebate expires 7/17/04 and limited to Verizon residential phone customers ordering new DSL service. One rebate per household. USF recovery fees and applicable taxes apply.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Nationwide.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if I could get a quote on car insurance.
Sure.
I guess you want some info. Mm-hmm. For starters, my driving record's great. You're practically spotless. Well, there might be a ticket that shows up.
Okay.
Actually, there might be a few tickets. Well, and there was that wreck back when I had insurance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bunch of cars, but technically one wreck.
Uh-huh.
The other driver said it was my fault, or I guess I should say other drivers, which I thought was a bit mean-spirited. I mean, after all we've been through together.
Uh-huh.
You know, in the end, does it really matter who rear-ended who? This has probably all been a waste of your time.
Don't worry. Nationwide can help you out.
You don't need a spotless record to come to Nationwide. We have affordable coverage for all kinds of drivers. So call 1-877-ON-YOUR-SIDE or visit your local Nationwide agent today.
One little fender bender and everybody's playing the play game.
Nationwide is on your side.
Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies. Home office, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, excuse me, waiter.
Hi.
Hi, could I get this spinach artichoke dip to go?
Oh, we don't do doggy bags, miss.
Well, I'd really like it to go, though.
Okay.
And could you wrap that in a tortilla?
Excuse me?
Could you wrap the spinach artichoke dip in a tortilla?
Yeah, okay.
Could you sprinkle some Parmesan?